Okay. This isn't on my slides, but I've just noticed that yet again there is a spider on the microphone in front of me, just sat watching me exactly here. It was not there 2 minutes ago. So here we go, spiders again. So hello and welcome to Electromagnetic Field 2026. So for those of you who've been here before, welcome back. We're back in the same field again, despite what we didn't thought was going to happen. To those of you who are new, just hands in the air roughly, who hasn't been here before? That's more than I expected. We'll see you again in 2 years, so welcome. This is the 7th Electromagnetic Field Festival. Correct. We started this back in 2012 without any idea what we were doing, any idea that we were going to start a biennial festival. And we really had no idea that it would become what it is today from what you've all brought here. And for some of us, this is a significant event, and it may not be clear why, but Russ and I were inspired to create EMF by European hacker camps, so the famous ones being the Chaos Communication Camp, or CCC, and the Dutch camp, which changes its name every single time, so I'm not going to name it. But we'd never actually been to one. We didn't know what they were like. We just had this idea of what it might be like. So we built that instead, which it turns out is a completely different thing, but in some ways special and in some ways better, but I would say that, so that's okay. The largest camp is CCC. It's about 5,000 people, and it was founded in 1999, and it runs every 4 years. We actually have an agreement between us and the other camps that we never run at the same time, except in 2022 when the Dutch camp decided to run against us. So, you know, we're still friends, it's okay. But the German camp started in 1999. They run every 4 years and they have 5,000 people over to Germany. And some of you who are paying attention might realize that every 4 years and that amount of time means there's been 7 of those camps if you ignore the fudge factor of COVID. Which now means, this year means there have been as many EMFs as there have been CCCs, the event that inspired us in the first place, that started over a decade before us, but because we run twice as often, because we're idiots, we have now run as many camps as they have. We could never have imagined this when we started. I don't think we would have dared to imagine that when we start. And I find it really hard to believe that I'm stood here again, still doing this, but it's an incredible thing, and thank you all for coming. Thank you for everyone who's contributed to it and helped over the years. It's a magical thing. Now, while I know most of you only just arrived, hundreds of people have been working on this festival for over a year, unpaid, in their free time, against all the wishes of their partners. And everything was organized by them. Everything was done. It's a dizzying array of things. Like, everything you see is a tiny fraction of what goes on with this festival. It's really hard to express how complicated it's actually got, and how many people are even involved, and quite how much custom software we've written that we really shouldn't have done, but has now become utterly critical to making this work. And also, some of you might remember that I've stood on this stage during the closing ceremony, I think 3 times now, I haven't checked and I don't intend to, and said, this is probably my last EMF. Unexpectedly, 2024 almost was my last EMF. And I couldn't really be part of the festival this year until around 8 months ago. I had other things to deal with. So this festival this year is really down to one person, and it's not me. It's Russ, who I'm not sure is in the audience, because I actually think he's in HQ dealing with a crisis right now. And Russ co-founded the festival with me back in 2012 and has worked harder and longer than anyone to make it happen this year. So I would really like a round of applause from everyone here to give him, even if he can't hear it, he'll watch the video later, I hope. I love doing that. when I actually got back and was able to get on with everything again, I was delighted to find that not only had people stepped up and filled in where I'd left a hole, they'd done an incredible job of it. And all the teams that we'd spent so many years building and so many people had stepped up and organized themselves, they had taken on a life of their own. They'd done more than we'd ever done before. They'd arranged things we'd never even thought of. They'd just gone on with it and delivered everything we could possibly have imagined and more. And I'm so proud of the team. It's an astonishing thing they've done. And I'm personally overwhelmed with what they've done. And I want to thank you all for everything you've done. It's really important to me, and it's important to everyone. I'd also like to thank every single person who has spent the last 2 weeks in a very hot, sweaty field, building everything you see from nothing. This was just grass, very dry grass. It's been difficult, but you've pulled off something wonderful again, and I'm still amazed that we've managed to do it. Interestingly, before I came down here, I spoke to Will, who also helps organize the festival, and he went, "You're going to say at the start how hard this was, and blah, blah, blah," and I was like, it was like, "Have you got a bingo card?" He's wrong. So it is. I also need to say the whole team would like to, I hope they're watching, the whole team would like to send our best wishes to two of our core group who are unable to join us this year for health reasons. Cripps, who has been with us since 2012 and has done everything you can possibly imagine and done every night shift that he should not have done, he is currently unable to join us for health reasons. And Luke, who manages the Null Sector Bar, who fell ill again only a few days ago and can't join us, and we're extremely sad about it. If you're watching, we wish you were here with us, and we miss you deeply. We're all... We're also incredibly grateful that Luke recently made a miraculous recovery after falling off a 5-story building while installing an antenna. That is not a joke. He has the dubious honor of being the first person involved in the EMF organization who was so dedicated to his role that he dialed in from intensive care to a call. And due to this, one of the charities funded by donations to the swap shop this year is the London Air Ambulance, who saved his life. So, it's time to get excited about things now rather than talk about all the soft stuff. You're going to see some incredible things in the field this year. For once, I don't know what they all are, and I'm very excited about that as well. We had an overwhelming response to our call for participation, unlike anything we've ever seen before. We had more than double the numbers of talks and workshops submitted. And if I had to summarize what EMF has been like this year in one word, it would just be more. More of everything, more people, more tickets, more people buying tickets at the same time, more of anything you can imagine. It's staggering to all of us, and we've really been taken aback by it, including things like, we were sat in the HQ yesterday, and we have a graph on the wall showing number of people checked in, and we had 3,000 people on the field by the end of yesterday, which is approximately 1,500 more than we've ever had before. So, I love that you like us that much, but really, there's not that much to do on Thursday. But anyway, as usual, we have a full schedule of talks and workshops, and alongside all the weird and wonderful things hosted by villages, we have more villages than ever before as well. Really going for that this year, some of you. Alongside those, you'll find a vast array of installations covering the festival, of which I think the last count was 147, which is, I think, about 70 more than usual. And Jonathan and Rebecca have been working incredibly hard to try and get all those placed, so you'll see things everywhere. There's many things to play with, things to be puzzled by, and things that I honestly don't know what they are, but they're everywhere. There's also lots of new things on the field. Obviously, some of you haven't been here before, so they're new to you no matter what it is, but for everyone who's been here before, to accommodate as many of the talks and workshops as possible, for the first time, this stage is going to be running talks late into the evening. So if you don't want to go and dance or drink, whatever, there will be interesting talks in here. You'll also find 2 new stages in the arcade and in the arts tent. which was overwhelmingly popular yesterday. We didn't expect the arts tent to fill up so much that they stole every table they could get their hands on to fit more people in. So apparently that workshop was great. There was also a brand new Stage D by the Lake offering live music all afternoon into the evening. And for those who were here yesterday, a Kaylee, which always goes down well. And Trash Compactor in Null Sector, which offers a space for experimental music. And if you'd like to play, you can play there. If music isn't your thing this year, we have a full comedy lineup in Stage B. And the film crew are now hosting a children's cinema on Stage C early in the morning because the film container went down so well that we couldn't not do that again. Last time it was a bit smaller, though. Also, if you haven't spotted it, because of our space theme, we couldn't resist having an on-site planetarium. But it's only for this year. We're not doing space again. If you visit at the right time, you may also see things that aren't stars, and I'm saying nothing more about that. There will not be spiders. Oh, no, there will be spiders. We can't help the spiders. But not intentionally spiders. And one last thing. Null Sector waits for you in the evening. When you hear the bass drop, you know where to go. Follow the lasers. We also have to thank our incredible sponsors for making this possible. We would not be able to run this festival without them, and I cannot state that enough. It would be impossible for us to do this without the help of sponsors. A few of them actually have tents this year, which is great. Some of them are hosting workshops. Please go and visit them and thank them. They're all awesome. We're so happy with what they've done. Thank you to all the sponsors for your generosity and for all the support you've given us. I also have to give extra special thanks to Nationwide, who, when we needed a lot of cash float for operating the event, they handed over this tiny EMF-branded briefcase, which was entirely filled with £5 notes. This is honestly the best thing a sponsor's ever done. I just cannot tell you. We're keeping that briefcase forever. So, one of the other things that sponsors help with is the badge. So, for those who don't know, each year we build a custom electronic badge. Originally, the idea is that you wear the badge with your name on. It's got rather out of hand these days. It's for you to experiment with and play with, and there's things all around the event that interact with it, more so than ever before this year. In 2024, we introduced what we call the Tildagon. And the Tildagon is a platform for us to iterate on and build at the future. It's a reusable, upgradable badge, the framework of badges, if you will. This year, we introduce upgrades. You take the same parts, you add some slightly different ones, and we turn it into what we call the Spacergon. The Spacergon looks a bit like this. I'm so pleased that worked. Yes! It has a touch-sensitive front panel. Each planet can be touched. Each planet can change color. There are new buttons. It has a magnetometer if you want to detect magnetic fields. Oh, look, see, there's a thing there. It's easily the best badge artwork we've ever had. I think the OO shows that. It's a beautiful thing to hold, and I'm really excited to see what you do with it. The night market will also be running as usual. There is also an extra special night market just selling hexpansions. Hexpansions, for those who don't know, are the things you can plug in around the outside on the six sides of the hexagon. They add everything from googly eyes to a GPS and a lot weirder things than that. In 2024, I announced the Tildagon. A round of applause, everyone was very excited. It's not 2024. I wasn't done. And at the end of that, I announced, and the badges are available to collect now from the badge tent, which was news to the badge team, who were not at all ready for you to collect them, and they have not let me forget this. But this year, I'm pleased to say that for the first time ever, we've already started handing them out. Some of you may already have them. For those who don't, they're at the badge tent. You can collect them from now. If you forgot to order one, or only now you've seen the artwork and you decide you want one, while we did say we wouldn't be selling them on site, that was a lie. we have some available. I don't know how many, but don't worry, you won't miss out. For the first time in years, EMF is experiencing what we can only describe as lovely weather. For those of you who were here last time, it was quite nice during the event. The build-up was hell. We won't go back into it. I'm still traumatized. Other people are much more traumatized than I am. Unfortunately, this means that everything is extremely dry, and there is a genuine risk of fire for the first time ever. And while we do have a large number of flamethrowers, we're very good at operating them, and we ask that you don't add your own. Please make sure that if you have a barbecue, it's purpose-built, it's off the ground, and don't use anything that's another source of ignition that might cause risk to us. Open fires are banned this year. I'm very sorry about that. We may have some fire pits, public ones at some point, but it's difficult to say at this point. Please make sure that you stay hydrated. Everyone here has been getting very hot, very sweaty, and not drinking enough. Wear sunscreen. Don't forget to eat, because I do all the time. And if you're struggling, our welfare and first aid teams are there to help you. You can find them both down by the shops. As ever at this event, do not be on fire. Do not look into lasers with your remaining eye. Do not leave radioactive material in the swap shop. And do not fall out of a five-story building while installing an antenna. To people who are experiencing EMF for the first time, I want to reassure you that there are people like you here. You do not need to be scared to be who you are or who you want to be. I guarantee there are other people here that share your view on life and your interests, no matter how obscure they are. When I was growing up, I wished this festival existed. It took me a long time to meet the people who were like me, and I'm honored to build this space with them every 2 years now. Please go and explore the festival. Meet your people. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you here again in 3 days' time. Enjoy everything the field has to offer. Thank you.